ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Welcome to our program, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a question. This question is a historical question. It's related to an event that might have taken place in the era in which Imam Ali officially was the caliph of the Islamic Empire. That question is regarding a person named Mahoviyeh, who is an Iranian from the city of Marv, a city in Iran. And the question is this: according to some reports, it's been stated that this person, who was non-Muslim, Imam Ali appointed him as the person to collect the taxes from the city of Marv. Right, so the question here is that how is this possible? Why would Imam Ali do this? Make a non-Muslim, one of the administrators of his government. Before we begin analyzing this, the answer to this question, we must say this: this person Mahoviyeh, he was very instrumental in the murder of the king Yazdegerd the third, the last Shah of the Sassanid Empire, and he's historically a very significant person. Of course, that's not related to the answer to our question particularly. According to some historical accounts, this person Mahoviyeh was the watchman, one of the guards of the city of Marv after the Battle of Jamal, the famous Battle of Jamal. He came to Imam Ali alayhi salam. He came on behalf of the inhabitants of Marv, and he asked Imam Ali, he requested to make peace with Imam Ali, make a peace treaty with him and a pact with him. Imam Ali, after this meeting with this person, he wrote a letter addressing the farmers, the captains of the armies, and the other inhabitants and groups of people living in the city of Marv. And in this letter, he said the following. This person Mahoviyeh has come to me, and I have chosen him as my representative. Right? Of course, in continuation in this historical account, it's been mentioned that the inhabitants of Marv, after a while, they became non-Muslims. They became kafir. They became disbelievers. This historical account also explicitly states that Imam Ali gave the responsibility of collecting the taxes of the city of Marv in the hands of this person Mahoviyeh. So this historical account, it affirms this, that this actually took place. Now, regarding whether this person was a disbeliever or not, God willing, we will examine this in some of our forthcoming sessions. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya حي يا ضيف.